all the fuss about the culture, education, spirituality, and all that comes from this acknowledgement that there is something underneath, right? Rumi reminded you in the second story, one paragraph, a lovely one, that remember, you look, you see, you compare, then you judge. And he called it ridiculous, like the parrot. The parrot knew what the cause is and what the effect is. So do you, right? The cause is to break the jar, and the effect will be being bought. Remember? That silly one. How many times you repeated that experience? You saw someone who doesn't look very attentive, very busy within inside. You look at that someone, you see a drunk fellow, impaired a little bit. Is there any way to see the inside of it? Are you trying? How do you do that? This is the third story we are within. We are talking about someone who believes in the cause and effect. Who knows that every cause has a chain of effects to follow it. And this is the rule. There is no exception, is there? No. So it's cause and effect. And cause and effect shows that you are different from me. And I want to dig that difference. To do what? To eliminate you. Because I'm the center of the universe. Remember, the only one that I know is me, inside me. This is our king. We call him Jewish king. Okay. I cannot emphasize enough about that word. This is Jewish king in a language that should be translated the self-confident believer in cause and effect and personal effort. Something like that, right? Ask him. The deep meaning of the Jewish king is not a religion or a belief over there. The word refers to effort. Jihad. That's what we're talking about. Why? Why are we talking about jihad? That's a very good puzzle. If we don't know that, we cannot realize what Rumi is talking about. Who volunteers to tell us? Why bother to study this great subject of effort? You may be guessed.
The subject of effort?
Yes, the subject of effort, cause and effect, and the thing that I know if I want this to be broken, I have to smash it with a piece of stone.
Those are rules.
These are the rule and the effort I do, and I know if I want it to be broken, I cannot leave it alone. I have to grab a hammer, a piece of stone, and knock this down. This is what jihad is, right? Trying to do what I want. Trying to succeed in the plan I have in mind.
Well, that's all the logical plan for cause and effect. And as it carries on, it stops working, or it self-destructs, or something goes wrong.
It's a little bit more than that. You all answering this, you're trying to make sense out of this, right? It's a little bit silly, my question. Why bother to talk about this effort? Even a monkey knows. A monkey has, let's say, some fruit, some shell that needs to be broken. They know that you put it here, piece of stone, knock it down, it will open, you will have the food inside eating. This is what we are talking about. And it's the chapter that we are going through. Yes?
Basically, it's just that this would work well with the rule, but it doesn't work well with the exception of the rule.
Exactly. That's the rule that the animals learn and we could learn. But Rumi, in this book, is trying to show you that, okay, the rules, cause and effect, logical existence, no big deal. Even animals know it. With a limitation, but they know what's happening, right? The thing that the animals don't know, and you can learn, is there is exception. And that exception is very important. Because it deals with the exceptional part of us. We are not just animals. Something else is here. We have to attend to that. What is in your brain that an animal doesn't have?
Imagination?
Imagination. Exactly. The image you get, you build up something out of it, and you could go forever. What is the rule of imagination? It's an exception. Imagination doesn't follow the path of rule of cause and effect, does it? Let us see, look at an example, my favorite. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, 5-year-old. Beautiful music comes from where? Don't we like to find that? Haven't we tried? Is it possible to find that exception? No. The only thing that we could do is to believe there is, hope for it, and try for it, but not with cause and effect. We don't try it to happen. We try it for maybe increasing the chance of happening that stuff. We learn the music appreciation. Why? Automatically doesn't do anything, but it will increase your chance that one day or one night, somewhere, a piece of melody will turn you around, will turn the meaning of life around in you. We know that. Don't you believe in that? Let's go back to Mozart. Or for that matter, Michelangelo Buonarroti is good. We want to know what's happening in this fellow, which is not happening in all of us. What's there? We ask him, right? That's the best thing to do. What did he say? He said, I don't know. This is like craziness. The only thing I know is that it's not in me. And I don't have any control upon it. It just happens. He said, I look at the piece of stone and I saw the David in it. The only thing I did, I scratched the rest. That's how I did this sculpting. That beautiful statue. How he did it? We believe in him? He doesn't know. We call it inspiration. It comes from somewhere out of domain of cause and effect, right? And that's the most important thing to me. Not us, to me, now. Any guess why? Because to me, only one thing is important in this universe. Only one thing. Only one thing is really important that I understand it without understanding it. I get it without knowing it. And it makes me feel good What is it?
No.
Beauty.